qualifier in top fuel, Leah Pritchett, who drove to a track record 3.680 at 326 miles an hour for her first number one qualifier of the year. The season hasn't really started off like it did last year, but does this give you a lot of confidence? Have you figured something out? Your team's got something working?
It definitely has. I mean, we've been developing some of our confidence actually in the last couple races, specifically Vegas when we tested, and to finally put it on track is phenomenal. I think one of the things that I'm proud about the most for the team is the amount of unity for each individual of knowing what we have done right and what we've done wrong, and to be very outspoken about it and learn from that. And I say that because it's easy to get down. You take last season and compare it to this season and go, man, what's the difference? The difference is that last year we were racing, this year we are developing, and now we're developing and racing because we know that we need to be exceptional because our competition is exceptional. But going to that run right there on Q4, obviously we knew we needed to lay down. The numbers we had in our packages before should have produced that, and we time and time again, just like adversity, going after it, not lifting, not letting up, not from a fuel standpoint. But that run, I knew by 100 feet that we had got that first part right. We hadn't had an 835 60 foot in a really long time. And then I break every run up into quarters, and then we get to the second quarter of the track, and I had this nice little quiver. And in my mind, I'm like, that's it. That's that high-speed quiver that we're going after. And then it started moving. And every track, even though they look the same, and they're all 1,000 feet, and they're all black, and they're all flat, they have different characteristics. Specifically at this track, it's very important to hit it extremely straight and within the groove. And that was most important. Because of the ways that it is, and once we get we're going to the finish line, and I'm thinking in my mind, I was like, if this isn't number one, like I don't know what is. This felt great, at least, and it wasn't even from the hat standpoint. It was from the finally, we have got it figured out, and we think that we do, and everybody needs a little bit of confidence here. So we have the Mopar power, and you got Pennzoil. It's running through the car. We've got it running through our bloods, and we're proud to do it for the Pennzoil Nation. Any other questions?
Talking about Steve Luger.
Yes, absolutely. You know what? Right before that run, walked over to Jeff Diehl's car where Sonny Montes is at. He was the very first person to strap me into a car, besides my dad, in outside of that altered. And he was on the Pluger and Geiger car. And we were there right now just talking about Steve and how much we missed him and how much they were worried about, are they going to stay in, are they going to stay not? And he's like, how you guys doing? We're like, we're still figuring stuff out. And both of us said, let's do this for Plukes. Like 30 minutes before I got inside the car. And that's the feeling that we have of doing well is something that he bled off of. And obviously, he's having it filtered down from the heavens above of some good. So I do want to dedicate this number one qualifier to Steve Pluger. And the chassis, he obviously didn't build our chassis here, but he was an inspiration as just a pure hardcore racer that lives through all of us.
Okay. You mentioned it was an amazing run, and you kind of need it because of the competition. Just talk about how good the competition is in this class.
I mean, it's absolutely fierce, and we know that other teams are trying new things, even within our own Don Schumacher Racing organization. So you make certain moves to advance yourself, and you also make certain moves to advance your team as a whole. Me being closely related to, one of our major competitors on the Torrent side, and know that they're trying stuff too. So you have to not give up from an intellectual and also from a interpersonal being of strength of keep going. You're failing. We're trying new things. We put different cutters in on our Q2 that we wouldn't have normally done. We have to step outside of our box in order to get those numbers. It's hot out there. It's sticky out there. A 68, that's extremely impressive. And it's getting outside of your comfort zone as a tuner. And that takes guts. And I'm proud to say that, our Mopar team's got a lot of guts, and Pennzoil keeps them in.
Greg Anderson talked about the track having a lot more grip today. Did you notice a big change from today versus yesterday with the track surface?
I personally have not walked the track to give it my own particular reading for it. But yes, I can say so. When we were one of the quicker cars on Q3, we knew then, we thought we really laid it down. And it told us that we could take more. And so that's what we're seeing, is that Q4 is a product of, man, it's a little bit better than we thought that it was. We're going to go ahead and take full advantage of it and put it out all on the line, either either sink or swim, and it swam. So literally we were moving around down there, but there is more grip, and there's a little bit more to do driving wise to make sure you're not only in that groove, but being square with this racetrack is more important than ever. And all across all pro mod, everything.